cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's turn our attention to collectomania. If you're one of those people who, like me, suffers from collectivism, collectivity, or collectomania, then you have probably the same kind of obsessions. You could see all the books in the background in my library here. What is it, a study? It's a study. And you've heard about all my other obsessions and the things I collect, and it gives me huge amounts of happiness and joy. And although some people are not attached to material things, like Mbulelo, he doesn't care about this stuff at all. You're not a collector, are you?
I am not. Stuff is just stuff. I was saying to somebody yesterday, whether it is a table or a Ferrari, it's the same thing to me. They are just things.
Okay, so you're lucky. You've got this ascetic kind of approach to life. No, you're very different to Mbulelo. That's why it's a good thing you're on the show with us, to show the rest of us what humans look like from the outside to aliens, or what aliens look like on the outside for humans. We'll find out in good time, because Mbulelo's around. So I want to turn our attention this morning to someone who's collecting really interesting stuff, and I'm always thrilled to meet people who collect, because I always find them interesting. They like me. They appeal to me in some way. And this, of course, is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. And you can go and find really interesting collectible stuff at the Scoin Shop too. They have a couple of really cool and interesting coins. You can buy gold, you can buy silver. It's really cool. It's not only an investment, but it could also be something that you give as a gift to somebody. You know, it's the kind of gift that that one day in a couple of years' time, especially if you give it to somebody who's very young, it could appreciate tremendously in value. And then one day they will thank you for it, because it could be the thing that helps them to make a deposit on a car or a house, or God alone knows what else you could end up buying with all that stuff. So go along and find out more from the SA Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. But let's bring Samantha into the conversation today. Hey, Samantha, how are you?
Morning, team. Morning, hey. Gareth. How are you guys doing?
Good. It's nice to see
I'm
you.
Good.
I'm very happy to see you. So, listen, you collect some pretty bizarre things, and I'm always fascinated to hear what people collect and why they collect them. So you collect bottles, antique bottles.
Antique bottles, correct, yes. I also like antique furniture, but I don't have as many as them as I do bottles.
Okay.
Yeah, the collection comes from my dad, who originally started digging them up in the 80s. But I absolutely love them. They're little gems. They're beautiful. I mean, just for me, the amount of detail and energy and time went into making them, unlike the bottles that are reproduced nowadays.
So let's just, you said a couple of things in there that I'm intrigued by. First of all, you mentioned digging them up. Did your dad actually go around and actually dig them out of the ground and find them in
dig them out of the dirty, ashy ground. It was a treat. We'd pack up on a Sunday, pack our stuff, and go and find a dump. And like I said, there was no Google, so you had to go and physically look where a dump is. And you're from Pretoria, right?
Yep.
One of our best dumps, but we didn't have money to travel out there always, was out in Pretoria.
And what a compliment, Gareth.
Beautiful.
We have great dumps. Now, yes. I want to show a picture of some of your bottles here, because people might not know exactly what we're talking about. You get antique glass bottles, you get antique ceramic bottles. I'm just going to show a couple of pictures here. So these could have been, I think these are medicine bottles, are they?
No, these are all inkwells. These are all the inkwells. Yeah.
Wow, look
at
that.
Can you see there's like a little edge, a little lip on them? You could put your pen on there and then dip it in. So those were obviously, they were very, very dirty, obviously covered in sand and all that. Yeah. My dad had to wash out of them. Some of them were still stained with a bit of the ink. But as you can see, it's very, very, very different types and shapes.
And
you see the jagged edges.
Yeah, and different
blowing it. Yeah.
Different colors. And to create some of these colors in glass, you need to add certain metal salts. And when the glass blowers make them, they would usually add a bit of a cobalt salt or something else to make it blue. They would add a nickel salt to make it green. These are really interesting. And as you said, they used to be blown. So in other words, each of them was made by hand. There was no such thing as an assembly line like we would have now.
Yes, and then the very interesting ones are there's some that didn't have mold, so they blowed into a mold, and then you'd see like sort of a line on the side, but those are blown with no molds. They're older and more rare. Then they would have no line that they blew it into a mold. They would shape it themselves. So yeah.
So this is
so
what
some of these date back right back to the 18. Well, like I said, the start. The dumps we went to started when Johannesburg started their gold rush. So the late 1800s.
The late 1800s.
But obviously, like PE and Cape Town, they're older, much older, because Cape Town and PE started a lot later.
So Samantha, are you telling me that as a little girl, your dad was able to make you interested in this by taking you to dumps?
I loved it. Loved it. I found quite a few treasures. I actually recently investigated one of the bottles I found, and it was worth over 20,000 rand. But unfortunately, I've lost it because I've had it for so many years.
You've lost it.
It's a little Chinese snuff bottle,
A 20,000 rand bottle you've just lost. But it's probably in some box somewhere in your house, right? I mean, you probably haven't...
No, I left it in my flat in Brompton.
Oh, my God. So it's... So it's gone.
Devastated. Oh, it's gone.
And someone's throwing that away.
I definitely. There was a thought. It's a piece of rubbish.
All right. So what are these? What are these bottles here? These are Milk of Magnesia. Okay. So this is you still get Phipps Milk of Magnesia, don't you?
Exactly. So that's my own Phipps Milk of Magnesia in a plastic bottle, and this is the older versions that I've put next to it that my dad found many, many years ago. But these aren't so old because they've got screw tops.
Okay.
They're a little bit more probably in the early 1900s.
And you can date these things by looking at them, which is interesting. So you've obviously got lots of experience.
Basically, also there's a book, and also there's little markings underneath the bottles that can date some of the books, some of the bottles. And then obviously there's a lot of info on the internet now that can date these bottles. And like I said, I've now got an Instagram page where there's a lot of bottle collectors. Most of the people that are followers are from the States and England, not so much in South Africa. It's very big still there, not yet. There's not so many dumps left yet. But there's the one guy in Baltimore, he's actually almost like a modern day Indiana Jones, and he goes and digs up bottles all over the world. Yeah.
Wow.
So he's very interesting. Yeah.
Now, dumps used to be a thing. These days, obviously, people are trying to recycle. So modern glassware, you wouldn't find as much lying around because mostly people would hopefully be recycling the stuff. Am I right?
Correct. And as also one of the bottles I did to tell you about was the Cod's Wallop, which was a cauldron bottle, and the kids used to break them open to get the marbles out. So there's not too many of those left either.
Wow.
But yes, this is definitely going to be something of the past. I mean, glass is fading out very rapidly, and definitely this thick, beautiful colored glass is definitely a thing of the past.
How many of these do you have, and do you have a special room dedicated to it?
Sure. Okay. So my dad has left me about over 20 boxes. Luckily, I've got a cellar and I'm storing them there. Yeah. I've got a few of the very beautiful ones out on display. But yeah, I'm not too sure what I'm going to do with them one day, or if there's ever going to be a market to sell them, or whether I should just display them.
Put them in a vault.
A vault.
Have you ever thought about that? No, because I think because we recycle everything so much, like now, right, is essentially – whatever, that's going to be from glass to, I don't know, fashion wear somewhere in Milan for, you know, some skinny lady on a runway. But you literally could encapsulate time, you know, and these are artisanal. It's not, as Gareth said, it's not an assembly line. This is awesome. This is like really a commentary on history, and we could freeze time. Put some of them in a vault. I'd love it if you did that.
Brilliant idea. Well, also, one of my ideas is to start donating or selling to some of the places like Gold Reef City. I was there recently, and they've got like about 5 bottles on display. I mean, they're becoming more rare. And the dumps are being recycled and reused. They take that sand. A lot of the schools are made up of the old dump sand and broken bottles. Yeah, so they're diminishing very quickly, if there's any left at all. One of the dumps we used to dig on is in Rosettenville, and it's now townhouses.
Oh, so you can't go there anymore. Wow. So it's become harder than ever. Now, to get these things clean is also a bit of a mission, because cleaning out these bottles, I mean, there's ingrained, like, you know, almost 100 years of dirt in some of them. You never get them perfectly clean, right?
You can. It depends what they were mixed up with. So some of the times, it was a very, very long process. That was the biggest fun. We come home, my dad would fill up the basin with dishwashing soap, and he had bottle, you know, the baby bottle brushes to brush out, and his scrubbing brush. And yeah, some of them came very clean, but obviously if they're stained, then yeah, you just leave them and it's got their old stain. And some of the bottles you find are still liquid inside them.
Oh, wow.
I've got one.
I don't know what it is inside.
It's a brown bottle, so it's probably poison.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right, what about these ones that are more ceramic? I mean, that's a beautiful bottle. That's ginger beer.
Yes, I think those were produced in South Africa.
So nice. That's magnificent. So
yeah, I mean, I love ginger beer. I would wonder how delicious it must have been. And it's a very heavy bottle.
Yeah.
So I've drank it out of this, yeah.
And some of these bottles are in immaculate condition. I mean, that one looks really good. Look at this old Irish whiskey bottle you've got here. And that shape, I don't think anyone makes a bottle that shape anymore.
No, and it's a lovely big solid bottle with a little lip that you can hold on that you just swig down. Yep. The two in the back, actually, funny enough, those are the ones with the lips at the back are actually ink bottles. So the ink would come in those very big bottles and you pour them into the smaller bottles. The two in the front are also ink bottles. Yeah, and then the white one is face cream, something to do with cream or cream that you would use. And as you can see, it's all made out of glass. The lid, very difficult to find a lid and a bottle together because they would break, they're fragile.
Do you use any of these around the house? Like, do you store stuff
in
them?
Yeah, we put flowers in them. Some of them have got some candles in them. So, yes, they're very hardy. I mean, they've lasted the test of time. I mean, they're older. Some of them are over 100 years old.
Have you got a favorite one?
Yeah, that one I lost, the jade. Oh. Gosh, the stuff bottle.
That's not good.
Yeah.
So you called it was it made of jade?
Yes, it's a jadeite. It's actually carved out, and at the bottom was a solid piece of jade. Yeah.
God, that sounds
amazing. Chinese use them as snuff. The Chinese snuff bottles are amazingly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And their ginger jars, they're also beautiful, beautiful bottles. And South Africa had money because we got gold. So we imported these bottles from all over the world to use here. And that's how we've still got them. They're really beautiful bottles.
That's phenomenal.
Found mostly we imported from the States and from the UK.
This is really, I'm always fascinated, but with you especially, because I didn't expect to hear this kind of interesting stuff about bottles. I'm going to be on the lookout for those now, and if I find any, are you still collecting, or are you actually trying to cut your collection down?
Do you know what? If I could, I found actually a dump from the 50s in Savoy, and it's next to a park. And yeah, my mom and I walk around Johannesburg a lot, and yeah, I was digging it out with a piece of stick, and I pulled out this huge big bottle. So I'm always on the lookout. If I see grey ash in party books or anything that looks like my husband's gonna be like, Sam, come, we're gonna move. Just move on, look away. No, I'm always looking.
Even
in my own yard, I found like a little trinket box that is definitely antique, and I'm always looking.
Yeah, you're a treasure hunter.
I am, yeah, definitely. I love Sam, old treasures.
I had a few questions. The one is perfume bottles perhaps, and the other is it not dangerous to be on some certain dump sites?
It was, you know what, we always lived on the edge, and my dad always used to take us to the old mine dumps, and it was dangerous, but I don't know, the excitement and the thrill superseded that danger. Maybe it had added to it, but my dad has never been one to be scared to go anywhere. He was like our Tarzan. He would have his knife on the one side, and he was always on the lookout, so it was quite dangerous. I mean, also there's sinkholes in these dumps.
That's what I'm referring to, yeah.
And actually, as you mentioned, the two people lost, well, probably more. There was a son and a father that dug a very deep hole there near the monument in Pretoria, and the walls collapsed on them. And obviously there was no cell phones or anything, and the people couldn't dig them out in time, and they died.
My God.
And it even collapsed on my dad, the wall. And I mean, it's soft sand, and yeah, it's very dangerous in that perspective as well. It's just like being in really weird places.
There is. Yeah. I love this. There's even an element of danger to collecting these bottles. Phenomenal. My God.
It's a adrenaline rush.
Oh, it is. It sounds amazing. Oh, you know, I collect some chemicals. So I've got little bottles of all shapes and sizes. Yeah. So I've got bottles of all shapes and sizes, but nothing as beautiful as these antique ones. It's amazing. And
these
glass blowers really are just extraordinarily talented people. You see how they're able to make the most delicate little things out of glass, and then they can also make these incredibly strong structures too. Very, very clever.
Yes.
All right. Stunning. I love it, Sam. Thank you. You've inspired us all this morning. And I can tell that
it's only a pleasure.
I can tell that you love doing this, and I can tell that you're so enthusiastic about it, which is my favorite thing about collectors, is there's no half measures. Mm. They either go all the way or they don't even bother, right?
Absolutely. You have to have a passion for it and love it. Otherwise, yeah, no, it's not worth it.
Do you know?
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Sure. Do you know any other serious bottle collectors in South Africa, or are you pretty much the only one?
I have one friend in Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
She told me if I'm ever there, she's going to take me to a dump where they dig. So that's basically the only person I really know. Yeah.
And my mad dad.
He was fondly known as Benny Bottle.
Benny Bottle. That's what they used to call him. Yeah. So you mentioned.
It's quite interesting that Erica says on our chat here that white ceramic jar was used for Pond's vanishing cream. Perhaps Eric is another friend you could have.
I
really don't mean to pair you up with pen pals.
It's your choice. It's interesting. So is your husband at all interested in any of this stuff, or does he think you're crazy?
Absolutely. He thinks this all belongs back on the dump.
Right, exactly. Right, I love it. Thank you so much. Good to see you, Sam. Samantha Gesler, who is a bottle collector, and her dad was known as Benny Bottles. And what an incredible collection. So nice to meet you. Thank you very much, Sam.
Likewise, guys. Have a lovely day and lovely week. Keep safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that fun? Like, she just loves it.
And you know, there's a show, a reality show. I think there've been two seasons now. I've watched both of them, called Blown Away, which is all about these glassmakers.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely fascinating because you know, most bottles and glassware is manufactured and comes out of a machine in a factory. And these techniques just date back hundreds of years. And you look at these Venetian glass blowers, have certain techniques.
It's phenomenal.
It's really fascinating, and it's something that has become rare.
You know, the hard thing I'm struggling to deal with here is, if you have an interest in something like digging up antique bottles, and you meet someone and then they say to you, what do you love doing? And you say to them, I like going to the movies. I like listening to music. I like going out with my friends. They go, what do you like? I like going to the dump and digging around. it would be such a frightening thing for some people to deal with. Like they wouldn't necessarily know where to take it from there, you know? But I think she's so great. Mm. She was so excited.
Awesome.
She's so excited about, you see, that's what I love about collectors. It's like that passion that comes out of her. She's just thrilled to tell us about her bottle collection. And it is damn cool.
That is cool. I was feeling pretty good about myself. And I think she's put me in my place here. Sam's put me in my place to say, so I just got three music posters, one of Kurt like really popular musicians. A mm-hmm. friend of mine just moved to Italy.
Yeah.
And each of them, there's only 50 of them made in the world. And I'm feeling kind of good about myself.
Yeah.
But this is so much better. Like my posters are pretty awesome. But this is so much better. It's artisanal. It's survived the test of time. And
also, if someone broke into Sam's house, they might steal her TV, or they might steal her cell phone. But they wouldn't steal her antique bottle collection. And I think she'd be happy to lose the cell phone or the TV rather than an antique bottle. It's very cool.
Mbolelo, that reminds me of when I went to a tiny village in Provence and stayed there for 2 weeks over Christmas. Literally these, you know, paved roads on top of a hill, steep inclines, enormous wooden doors, and a lot of culture and architecture preserved in there. And right across the road, in this village that literally only a few people know about, was a tiny shop which had been carved out of a cave, from a cave.
Wow.
And he's the prime collector of original movie posters. ones that have been screened or painted, good old, you know, Laurel and Hardy posters. And
phenomenal.
It was just such an honor to be able to walk in there. And he had a story behind each one. Just so fascinating.
That is awesome. Oh, Samantha is awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
she's all in.
She's great.
I like, you know, if you're into something, whatever it is, be all in. Like, I just, again, as you can see, yeah, with how I'm living.
Don't mess around. Don't mess around and be like 50% into something. Be 100% into it, and then we can all be excited with you. If you have a collection or you know someone who has a collection and they're as excited about it as Sam was or as I am, then please let us know. Gareth@cliffcentral.com. We're on the lookout for anybody who's got a collection of any kind in Collectomania, and we want to tell the world about you and about the interesting things that you keep. Cliffcentral.com.